Hi there. This is Hallie Crawford at HallieCrawford.com, and this is the Ideal Day at Work visualization, part of the Ideal Career Coaching Program. This visualization is copyrighted, so any unauthorized distribution is prohibited. Thank you. This Ideal Day visualization is about defining what a typical day would look like for you in your ideal job. It is a powerful tool to help you further define and clarify aspects about your ideal career. Please listen to the audio all the way through. Then, in your workbook, write down your answers to these questions inside the workbook and complete the exercises in this section. All right, let's get started. So first, begin by getting into a comfortable position. And allow your eyes to close and begin by focusing your awareness on your breath, breathing in and breathing out again, breathing in easily and effortlessly, and then breathing out. Each breath allows you to become more relaxed and comfortable. And any outside sounds that you may hear during this visualization will only allow you to go deeper inside, a reminder of how good it is to leave the noise and stress of the outside world and journey into the quiet and peace of your own inner world. Let's start by imagining what the location of your ideal job would be like. So think about the location and the following questions. Ideally, where would you be going to work? Would it be a big city or a small town? Would it be in a downtown metropolitan area or further out in the suburbs of a city? Would you be working on a beach in the Caribbean or somewhere international? And now think about how close to home would you be working? Would it be very close to your home, or is a little bit of a commute okay with you? Or would you be working at home? And in your ideal job, is there travel involved? Would you want to travel as part of what you do? Now think about what your office space would be like, the physical space. Would your office be large with a window and privacy with a door? Or a smaller, more intimate space? What color are the walls? And is there anything in particular that you have in your office, like a favorite picture, a plant, stereo where you can play music? And what kind of furniture would you have in your ideal workspace? What kind of furniture would work best for you? Now take in a deep breath and let's turn to the people that you work with. What are the people like at your workplace? Think about your boss, your peers, your clients if you have any. What is their personality? What are their values? Notice what keywords come to mind about the people, ideally, that you would like to work with. Think about some of your favorite people in your life right now to help give you some ideas. Now, move to the tasks that you perform in a typical day in your ideal career. What are your primary tasks during the day? Are you responsible for organizing or administering projects? for more creative tasks? Are you working with people directly? And are you working on something that's tangible, like a magazine or a report, or something intangible, like giving someone advice or leading meetings? What are your primary responsibilities? And what skills are you using? These could be skills that you currently possess, as well as those you need or want to develop. What skills are you using in your ideal day? Good. Now let's shift gears to the time you spend with other people and alone in your ideal workplace. This speaks to whether you are more introverted or more extroverted. Are you usually with other people in your ideal day and interacting with them, or do you have more down or alone time? Think about what balance of this you want to have. Is it 50-50, alone time versus time with others, 60-40, or something else? How do you spend your time at work in relationship to other people? Are you leading them, or are you more part of a team? Next, let's shift to your ideal schedule. What would your ideal schedule look like? Is it the typical 9-to-5, or do you have a flexible schedule where you can come in early if you want to? Or do you set your own hours completely? Are you usually in the office or outside the office meeting with people, or some combination of both? Now, let's look at the culture. What is the company culture or organizational culture of the place that you work? What is it like? Is it formal and serious, or more laid back and fun? Is it completely creative and out of the box, or somewhere in between? What's the ideal culture of the place that you work? And how do people behave towards each other at work? Is it respectful but lighthearted, pushing you to be your best and competitive, or something else? What is the culture that would work best for you? Now think about your role. What is your role at your company or organization? Are you a leader who inspires other people to do the work, or a workhorse who gets things done? Are you a visionary or an expediter? And what do people come to you for help with or advice on at work? What would people say about you at your office? And who do you interact with on a regular basis? Is it clients, your peers, management, or some combination of those things? And finally, let's think about the vision or mission for the place that you work. This can be a tough question to answer, so if you don't get answers right away to this one, just let that be okay, and know that answers will come to you over time. What is the vision or mission of the place that you work for, or your company if you work for yourself? Why are they in business? What are their values and their goals? Just notice if any general words or themes, images or thoughts come to mind. And finally, think about your feelings and how you would feel in your ideal work day. What feelings would you be feeling during your ideal day, from the beginning of the day when you start work, through lunch, to the end of the day when you're completing your tasks? How do you want to feel at the end of your work day? Is it energized? Is it challenged? Accomplished? Satisfied? Or something else? What feelings would you have during your ideal day? Good. Now take in a deep breath for me. And know that when you open your eyes in a few moments, you will be able to easily remember everything you wish of this inner journey. And we looked at a lot here in a very short period of time. So sit with what you saw here in the visualization and feel free to add to it while you're making notes in your workbook. In a few moments, I'm going to count from 3 to 1. At the count of 1, you will be refreshed and alert, as if you've had the perfect amount of rest, knowing you can remember everything you wish of this inner journey. 3, coming back to present time, becoming more alert and refreshed. 2, stretching your body, feeling the ground beneath you. And 1, eyes open, refreshed and alert. Now, when you're ready, write down your answers to the questions from this visualization in your workbook. Have fun with this. And good luck.